Welcome to the Energy First Responders Group, 19th of August, 2020, in a time of great change. Just take a moment to allow yourself to feel where you're at in your own body. Allow what is very, very best for your highest good. We're going to begin connecting into the world of nature. Which we are deeply connected to. Notice your body. Notice your breath. Notice how you're moving in and out. And notice how much you resonate with nature. There is an in-breath and out-breath to nature, that rhythm, similar to a heartbeat, the in and the out of the heartbeat. And there's a cosmic breath that's coming in for us today. This is to get into a deep place. Just be with the cosmic breath in your own way, particularly asking for your whole body to be involved so that there's a clarity to the body, mind, spirit, emotions. Clearings for the pain body. Allow yourself to sink in. We're forming our group energy, which is always there, our platform. We're connecting in. We're connecting into the people who aren't here as well. Allowing blessings. We've spoken earlier about some people and things they're going through. Family and friends and people from our group, and we're asking for blessings, very beneficial outcomes. And if there are lessons for them to be learned with ease and grace, and allow the help and the unity to come forward as we ask today to bring more and more unity. To whatever's going on. And as someone mentioned, to be curious. What's going to happen next? What's going on here? And allow that curious, that loving curiosity, to bring a unity, to realize how close we are to each other. And particularly right now, the United States, and whatever's best is this process of dismantling has been necessary and continues, while there's also this process of coming together, of appreciating everybody, and of moving forward. I am moved right now to bring a quote in. My father first exposed me to this quote. It's from a man named Edwin Markham. Oh, I don't know who he is. But the quote goes, "He drew a circle that shut me out. Rebel, heretic, and thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in." So just take a moment to go inside and to allow yourself to contemplate that quotation, to breathe deeply in with nature, as we allow what used to be separate, Mother, Father, God, Creator, and Mother, Father, Earth, as they come together as one. I'll bring in some sounds before we go, and then we'll go right into the silence. Ketsekafe, hola waya, e ketsefe, haya ala waya ho. So, so, so. Very gently and slowly. Come back enough to hear the voice again. Notice the breath, allow the breath, the rhythm of the breath, the gentle in and out. And as we go into this next segment, I just want to be clear that when I talk about a master plan or master guides, I just found out last night, even though I was been using this from someone who knows a lot about the angelic kingdom and the difference between, you know, an angel, a guardian angel, a seraphim, a cherub, a diva, all of the, you know, the archangels, angels, and who describes something called master guides that come in for specific projects. And that's who these master guides are that came in for this group recently. So I just want to be clear to release any concept of the, you know, master-slave former relationships or anything like that, that the word master is about mastery, to assist in projects. And that's why each person listening can have a master guide if they choose to be a part of this process that will work in their individual lives, but also in this global effort. And we are seeing and allowing the global energies to come together in ways that they never have, as we have been forced to redo the way we've done things in the past. So again, with that new concept of what Master Guide means, someone who can help us becoming masters of, to be able to help the world, help each other, bring the new in. I'm going to bring some sounds to bring some of the new structures and energies that are coming forward. Mahawaya Hanama Owa Heya Halawa Wa. Going through the fear, the tremendous fears that are arising, the loss, the grief and loss. The widening and depthening of the hearts and minds. As it brings in joy. Creates that space. And we now are going to bring in joy and have joy lead the way for all these new institutions that are coming in, structures or forms or ways of being. To lead us. We're bringing in this, I'm calling it a joy path, where joy is leading the pathway into the new. Pathway for these governmental shifts, particularly at this time, for the healthcare system shifts, particularly at this time, for the educational shifts, particularly at this time. For the financial system shifts, particularly at this time, and going forward, asking to clear the way with all the help that assists us through all levels, time, space, dimensions, universes, realms, and allow the heart of the Creator, the heart of God, the heart of Source, to merge with our hearts right now as we create compassion for ourselves for others and for all life on the planet. The plantimals, the plants, animals, and minerals, kingdoms in their broadest sense, that they know the love that exists. And as these master guides assist us with their love specifically for us into our hearts right now, and allow that heart love energy to permeate the entire body. And we ask particularly for, right at this moment, there are a number of fires, floods, actually, also, for assistance for all concerned. Very beneficial outcomes. And that joy to uplift, to come and be in the deepest part of the earth, and to radiate throughout the earth, and then beyond the earth itself, through everything. We give great thanks and gratitude for all that we receive. And I'm going to repeat the quote again. He drew a circle that shut me out, rebel, heretic, and thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in. Edwin Markham. So be it, so it is. It is done.